You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Ozvot. Vihine Ramasha Kasovnu Lamala Oizdalit. Where we said that what? The Hayyotse Bershus. Chutz would come. The Oraisa. Ein lo ela arba amais. So this halacha that we mentioned last time, and a number of times ago, it's based on the first Mishnah in the fourth parak. The first parak of Erevin is Misha Hotzihu. Someone who was lifted and taken out of the tomb. The Mishnah there says Misha Hotzihu, someone who against his will, like Goyim, Nachrim went and kidnapped somebody and placed him beyond the tchum. Once he's there, the halacha is he still, even though he didn't do this willingly, he still has a limitation of Dalet Amos. Now that is, now the Minchas Chinuch is qualifying this din, interestingly enough. This din of Dalet Amos is the Dafka.
B'tchum Derabana.
Dafka B'tchum Derabana. Hem Amru Vehem Amru. The Yesh Lo, sorry. The Dafka, but specifically only when we're talking about Tchum Derabanan, only when we're dealing with Tchum Derabanan, since Hem Amru Vehem Amru, it's all their creation. The Yesh Lo by a Tchum Derabanan, if it's violated, Yesh Lo Apayim Amru. L'chol ruach. There you have more than Dalet Amos. There I have actually 2,000. So that's how come the Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph in Rosh Hashanah states that Rabbi Gamliel, in order to encourage people to give edus for Kiddush HaChodesh, said that if you come beyond the Tchum, you will not be limited to Dalet that exists for Tchum D'Oraisa, but rather Tchum D'Rabbanan will be more lenient and give you 2,000 amas l'chol derech. But it's mashma there, that's only if you have exceeded the Tchum D'Rabbanan vis-a-vis a heter or a mitzvah. So there, by a din Tchum D'Rabbanan, you will have alpayim ama based on Heim Amru, but L'chaira only in a situation whereby you instantly traverse the Tchum. However, by a Din D'Oraisa, says, sorry, B'Tchum D'Rabbanan Heim Amru V'Heim Amru. Correct? The Yesh, when by Tchum D'Rabbanan, that's when you'll say, the Yesh Mimakam She'asa a mitzvah, that from the moment, that place that you did the mitzvah, meaning from the point that I was allowed to go ahead and to travel to, i.e. the chatzar in the Beis HaMikdash, where I gave Eidus HaChodesh, once I've completed my journey and my mission, which allowed me to exceed the Tchum, I am now stuck there. And being stuck there, since it's only a din of Tchum D'Rabbanan, right? Then from that point of where I've completed the mitzvah, I would now have Alpayim Amos. Aval B'Tchumim D'Oraisa. But when you're talking about Tchumim D'Oraisa, lo. But what would Tchumim by Tchum D'Oraisa? You would not get Alpayim Amos. There is no right. Right. You do not have the additional Alpayim Amos. You are limited to what? You are limited to Dalet Amos. So he's making this very interesting chiluk that the whole din of Rabbi Gamliel, where he allowed the Edom who did a mitzvah to have Alpayim Amos, you might confuse it and say that din might apply even by Tchum D'Oraisa. The big nafka mina is, And this is what the Minchas Chinuch said in the paragraph before in Ois Hay, is what if somebody comes to give Eidus HaChodesh from beyond Gimel Mil? Somebody transgresses the Isur Tchum De'oraisa, which he is allowed to do for Eidus HaChodesh, because you're allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos. You're allowed to get on a donkey. You're allowed to go ahead and be over all Isurei Shabbos for the sake of giving Eidus HaChodesh. But let's say you violated an Isur D'oraisa, i.e. you traveled Gimel Mil, Tchum D'oraisa. Would Rabbi Gamliel's Heter still apply that you are allowed Alpayim Amo, L'chol Ruach? Would that Takana be applicable? So he says, the Minchas Chinuch does not, that when it spoke about the case of Rabbi Gamliel, it was talking about the usual case, that since in most cases people are not traveling so far, such distances of Gimel Parsos or Yud Beis Mil for the sake of Kiddush HaChodesh, and since the overwhelming cases of Eidus HaChodesh are transgressing only the Tchum D'Rabbanan of Alpayim Ama, therefore the Gemara and Mishnah does not have to elaborate, and the Gemara and the Mishnah only say that once you've come for Eidus HaChodesh, Rabbi Gamliel then says, once you've completed the mitzvah, you have Alpayim Amo. But the Minchas Chinuch says that's only limited to transgressing Tchum D'Rabbanan. Tchum D'Oraisa would not have such a dispensation. So once again, if you came beyond Yud Beis Mil, Gimel Parsois, and you were over Tchum D'Oraisa, which is permissible for Eidus HaChodesh, you would not have the dispensation of Rabbi Gamliel. And you would have the Iker HaDin of being limited to Dalet Amos. Which is interesting, because Iker Chaser Minat Sefer, neither the Mishnah nor the Gemara there qualifies. The Ritva Alatar, the Ritva there in Rosh Hashanah Chav Gimel, says that this is based on the Din of Tchum D'Rabbanan. The Ram Gamliel's whole din is based on Tchum D'Rabbanan. But if you would hold Tchum D'Oraisa, the Ritva says, then you would be limited to Dalet Amos. So that means, according to those Mandi Amrin, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Akiva, etc., who hold even Alpayim Amo is an Isser D'Oraisa, that Takana of Ram Gamliel would not be applicable. So it's very interesting. Again, Iker Chaser Min HaSefer, that takana of Rabbi Gamliel would not be lekulei alma, would not work according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda. They hold Alpayim Amo is also d'oraisa. The Ramban, by the way, in Erevin disagrees. The Ramban in Erevin disagrees with this idea and says even if Tchum is d'oraisa, Rabbi Gamliel's takana will still be applicable. And Tzarech Iyun in that Ramban, because by the Rabbanan I understand Heim Amru Veheim Amru. As we mentioned last time, the Gemara in Erevin and Chesem and Aleph has a limud for Dalet Amru, correct? The limud is a pasuk. V'shavu ish tachto. It's a pasuk. Now, either that pasuk has smachta ba'alma, if you hold all Tchum D'Rabbanan, it's not smachta ba'alma, or if you hold Tchum D'Oraisa in whatever form, either Alpayim Amo or Gimel Parsois, it's a din D'Oraisa. So to say that on a din D'Oraisa of Tchumim, I also have the latitude to stretch it and elongate it to Alpayim Amo is strange. Where do Chachamim have that right?
How does the Gemara know that you can go out for a Dabar Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, that you can go outside of the Tchum?
That's a separate halach about Kiddush HaChodesh. The Gemara is a separate in Rosh Hashanah, right? Like by Karbanos B'moado, means whenever the time is that you must bring this Karban, it's doicha everything. Similarly, the Gemara has a limud by Kiddush HaChodesh that it must be done in its proper time. Therefore, it's also doicha Shabbos. So that's a halach in Kiddush HaChodesh.
So it's a din of tchiyah?
I don't know whether it's tchiyah or hutzah.
Of course, maybe the Ramban is learning that by virtue of the fact that the Torah itself allows you to go busser the tchum, you know, violating the tchum on for the purpose of Kiddush HaChodesh, what the Torah is really telling you that regarding that, your new makam is where the place of the mitzvah is. So the Ramban will say, so now I have 2,000 amas. Because what the Torah has done is it's regarding when Kiddush HaChodesh comes up, the Torah redefines the makam of your shvisa, even though it's taking place on Shabbos.
I'll tell you the problem. The problem is this Mefarish Mishnah Mem Zayin Amud Beis that says if someone goes to is machal, if someone goes mishum sakana, he's being chased by marauders, and he goes ahead and finds that they are no longer chasing him, and he's michutz l'tchum. The halacha is he only has dalet amos.
Yeah, but that's because you're an onus at that point. Because over there you got there because you're an onus. That's different than here, where the Torah l'chatchila allows you to go after the tchum for the purpose of Kiddush HaChodesh. It's not that you're an onus. The Torah is allowing it. So the Torah is redefining your makom.
So why would that lead to Alpayim Amma? Why wouldn't you still use the barometer or the quantity that is beferish in the Torah, v'shavu ish tachta? If it's the Rabbanan, then I understand, heim amru, heim amru. Where does Alpayim Amma fit in on the Doraisa level?
Okay, I see. So you're asking, according to the Ramban, and according to what I'm saying, the guy should have another 3 mil. Gimel Parsos, you should have. If my story is correct. Why does he have Alpayim Amma? He should have Gimel Parsos.
But why would he have that much?
Because if that's his new makom, if the Torah redefines your makom, if you go for Kiddush HaChodesh, the Torah lets you consider your new makom where you do the makom HaMitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. So maybe on a deraisidical level, you talk do have Gimel Parsos from there. It's just Madrabonim, you have Alpayim Amma.
I don't know. Is Tzvion masculine or not?
I'm on.
Okay, so this is the point you took Shai to task last week, which was that Shai feels that even on Shabbos, you can redefine your focal point in your Makom Shvisa. So Shai, you're saying the same thing you said last week, that when you have a heter, or even without a heter, if you find yourself beyond the tchum, I now reestablish a new makom shvisa.
There's no makom shvisa. There's no makom shvisa after Shabbos begins. That was my principle. His principle is whatever. Yeah.
That Shai is saying the same interesting idea that you can redefine your makom shvisa on Shabbos.
Not in all cases. Not if you end up there because Nachrim took you. You're an honest. It's if you're allowed to. If the Torah allows you, l'chatchila, to do it. Okay, I'm just trying to explain maybe a hesber in the Ramban. You know, I'm just like grasping.
Yeah, but it's doing violence to the basic concept of shvisa.
By the way, this question that you're of whether there's a redefinition of your makom shvisa on Shabbos, I think it is addressed later in this paragraph. Okay. Nevertheless, ulachayra biyuma samech zayin amir aleph. The Surah Mishtaleach once again is giving us a lot of information about tchumen, because the ish ha'iti went on a long journey in order to
throw the sword down.
The Surah Mishtaleach over the cliff. There in Yuma Samach Zayin Amir Aleph, Mavur Sham, the Yud Beis Milin, Hayu, correct, Miyu Shalayim, Viad Hatsuk. There was a total of 12 mil from the exit of Yerushalayim up until the edge of the cliff where the Sur HaMishtalech was thrown off of. I just want to point out, if you look at that sugya, Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, it's based on the Mishnah that starts on Samach Vav Amud Beis, which says that there were 10 sukkos. There were 10 way stations from Yerushalayim to the Tzuk. And there was 2 mil, and between each one, there was a mil. And at the end of the last one, there was 2 mil to the Tzuk. So that opinion held, there were 10 way stations, and with those 10 way stations, it totaled 12 mil. One between each way station and the last 2 mil to the destination. Now, I want to tell you, the Gemara on Samach Zayin Aleph brings a brisa that is only Shitas Reb Meir. And there are other Tanoim who disagree about this fact in history. Other Tanoim say there were 9 weight stations and the total distance was either 10 or 11 mil. So this opinion, and let's keep this in mind, because we'll come up later, is only Reb Meir's opinion. In addition, the Gemara says that the Ish Haiti, the Meshaleach of the Soyer, HaMishtaleach, would be accompanied between each way station by the Mekire, by the Yekire Yerushalayim. So that means that there were individuals who walked with him 1 mil precisely between way station and way station. So if you hold Alpayim Amma is what? Oraisa. Right. If you hold Alpayim Amma is Doraisa, then you have exactly what? Exactly the Tchum de Oraisa between each way station, according to Moshitas. But according to Reb Meir, you have how much? You have 1 mil between each way station, correct? So you have exactly Alpayim Amma between each way station. So let's see, B'yuma Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, Mavur Sham, the what? That according to Shitas Reb Meir, the Yud Beis Milim, there were 12 mil Hayum Yerushalayim from Yerushalayim Ba'ar HaTzuk, up until the departure point. Right? Umisuka Ha'achreina, and from the last way station, correct? The Ar HaTzuk, there was a longer distance. Hayu Shnei Milin. There were 2 milin. And the Gemara says clearly that the Mekira Yerushalayim did not accompany him from the last way station to the actual end, to the Tzuk, to the departure point. However, it does seem to say that they were close enough to witness him throw it off the cliff. So that, I was thinking, that begs the question, how far did they go beyond the last way station? They did not go the full 2 mil beyond the way station, but they went up to 2 mil, right, minus a certain amount, which would still allow them to see the execution of the shlichus. So Bolo, then it says after the Meshaleach throws over the Sur HaMishtaleach on the Tzuk, he would be able to return where? Bolo HaMeshalech, the Meshalech, would be able, Leshev, after this grueling mission that took him a long way. Yud Beis Mil is not a trivial amount, correct? It might be 10, 12 miles, whatever it is. On Yom Kippur, it's quite a nice walk, right? It took the Meshalech, was able to return on Yom Kippur to the last way station. So he was able to backtrack 2 mil after doing the mitzvah to the last sukkah. So after the completion of the mitzvah, which was totally permitted, he was now allowed to backtrack 2 mil. And that 2 mil seems to exceed the Dalet Amos. So this creates a problem for the Minchas Chinuch's thesis, correct? Uperish Rashi, Shom, Rashi over there. In the Mishnah there, that
gives... If you hold this to Rashi, you could put an Erev there. Could you put an Erev there?
But how's that Erev going to work?
If you hold 12 mil to Rashi, put the Erev, and then he could go another... What could he do with there? Go another
mil? Not going beyond the Yud Beis Mil. A matter of fact...
Why can't you go beyond the Yud Beis Mil if you put an Erev there?
Okay, but
that's... The Erev is Daraisa.
That's how he's going.
Goes up to Yud Beis Mil. Now he backtracks another 2 mil to rest at the last way station. So he's going another 2 mil. Normally, once you go ahead, according to the Minchas Chinuch, and you perform a mitzvah, the pasuk says, "V'shavu ishtachta." Find yourself beyond the tchum. You do not have alpayim ama.
But you not if you make an erev. If you make an erev, you got additional, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, that's the Minchas Chinuch's opinion that an erev works even by
12 mil. So then, why would he not put an erev there?
Okay, very good. That's an interesting answer. So why doesn't
he answer? Also, besides the Erev, why isn't he allowed to walk back? You can't go past the Tchum. I mean, when I have an Erev of Alpayim Amad Rabbanon, I can go up to 2,000 Amos. Of course, I can go back a little bit. I just can't go past it. What's the problem of going back?
It's outside the Tchum.
Why is it outside the Tchum?
Once you set, I don't understand. Once you've left the Tchum, there's a limitation now.
It's beyond the mil, beyond the 12 mil that the tzuk is.
That's his assumption here. The Afal got Bershus, right? The Afal Pi the Hoylech Bershus. This is according Rashi, that even though he went Bershus, correct, beyond what seems to be the Tchum Daraisa, correct? Ain lo ella alpayim. Rashi says he only has alpayim. So if he only has alpayim, how could he even go back 2 mil? Even if you're going to say like the Ramban, and what Rashi seems to be saying here, that even on violating Tchum Daraisa, you still may have Rabbi Gamliel's Hakana of alpayim ama. Here, he's going more than Alpayim Amah. He's going 2 mil back to the last sukkah.
I'm sorry. I don't understand something. He said before, from Yerushalayim all the way to the tzuk was 12 mil.
Right.
So when he gets to the last point, when he gets to the cliff, he hasn't passed the tchum, and now why can't he go back?
Assuming in his question that when it means there's Yud Beis Mil until the Tzok, it means that he goes Yud Beis Mil and a bit beyond that.
Right.
And that's clearly the way Rashi answers, correct? Because Rashi says here that even though, what does Rashi say here? Read Rashi, Perish Rashi, Shom, the Mishnah. Listen to Rashi, correct?
Yeah, the Afalish Halach Rashus, Ein El Alpayim.
Right, that would be the Hoylech Birshus. What does that mean? Evidently, Rashi feels he has transgressed and gone beyond the Yud Beis Mil, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Ain lo, elo, what? Alpayim, alpayim. Meaning it's a Dover Pashut that he has gone ahead and transgressed the Isser Tchum. Now, if you recall, we came across a similar Rashi on Samach Vavamid Beis, if you remember. There's a Pasuk. Samach Zayamid Beis. There's a Pasuk in the Torah. What does the Pasuk in the Torah say? Again, by Ish Iti. It says Iti. The word Iti means Afilo Bish Shabbos. So the Gemara wants to know, what is that coming to teach us Lagabi Dechia? What din Dechia is there by Shabbos? So the Gemara says that if the Sotir becomes weak, Yachol Laharkiva Aksefa, you can pick up the animal and you can put him on your shoulders, correct? So Rashi says, why didn't it bring the Isser Tchum? Meaning Rashi is assuming that you are violating Tchum. So Rashi says that cannot be what the Torah is talking about. Because Tchumim is De Rabbanu. So what does that Rashi mean? Does Rashi mean that he's transgressed Yud Beis Mil and he doesn't hold like the Rambam Shita and it's still only a Din De Rabbanu? Or is Rashi of the opinion that he actually goes up to Yud Beis Mil, like Shai was saying, and the transgression of Alpayim Amma is not relevant because it's only Durabana? So from this Rashi, it appears that he thinks that he has totally transgressed the Isser, correct? But once again, when Rashi says he's transgressed the Isser, Rashi Lechora is not saying he transgressed the Isser of Alpayim Amma, because Rashi holds that's not relevant here, because Alpayim Amma, as Rashi said earlier, is definitely only Midrabban. Rashi says, even though Afalpi, the Holech Birshus, even though he has a total head there, Ein lo ella Alpayim, he should only have Alpayim Amma, like the Ramban says that the Kana of Rabbi Gamliel would be. So even though he's got, right, he should have only Alpayim. And Kan Choyzer, how much, however, is he going back? Shnei Milin. But here he has permission to go back a total of what? 2 mil. Shnei Milin. Right? Lazeh. Correct, Lazehi Tiru. Rashi says this seems to be problematic under the regular dinim of Tchum. But why is he given a special dispensation to backtrack so much?
Lefish. It's all Drabbanu.
No, please. Lefish hu ma'una vecholosh. Because he is what? Because he is fasting and he is weak.
Right, but it's still going with the air of Drabbanu, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's what he's going to say. He's going to ask, it's the right. So let's go further.
The old, right?
Take it away.
Like scared. He's out there in the wilderness, right? You got to give the guy a break. The guy went through a very right. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says in many places, they allowed certain dispensations. Mishum chulsha d'kayim gadol. Because of the weakness of the Kohen Gadol. So there's a whole discussion, by the way, about they warmed up some of the water for the Kohen Gadol because they didn't want him to dip his feet in the Kiyor, right? With what? With cold water. So the Gemara says, how were they able to do this? It says they put a hot rod in the cold water and heated it up. So Tysus has a whole discussion there I'm, is there a malacha d'oraisa there or not? Because maybe it shouldn't be a malacha d'oraisa, because through heating the iron, it performs a strengthening of the iron, which is tikkun mana. But Tyson says, even though it might be an issa d'oraisa, it's a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. Meaning you can't just willy-nilly go ahead and violate d'oraisas mishum chulsha d'kain gadol, correct? V'hine, right, kan yotza chutz
b'tchum
d'oraisa. Yud beis milen. He's assuming that Rashi is of the opinion of the Rambam, correct? That number one, Yud Beis Milas Doraisa, and number two, he actually did not go about Yud Beis Mil, but he actually exceeded it. So there are two things in Rashi that he assumes. When Rashi says, yes, he did exceed the Tchum, first of all, he's assuming it's Yud Beis Mil Rashi is talking about, and that Rashi feels Yud Beis Mil is Doraisa. It's not that clear. Maybe Rashi is saying he exceeded the Tchum of Alpayim Amma in his quest to get to the Tzuk, and that is only the Rabbanon, and based on the fact that he only transgressed in Issa the Rabbanon for the mitzvah, he is able to now backtrack Alpayim Amma like the Tikkun of Rabbi Gamliel. But the Minchas Chinuch does not assume that in Rashi. He assumes in Rashi all the scenarios to make it problematic, correct? Im kein hayach yuchol lachzor, right, mishum. How can he go back just because he's a little weak? Correct? Meaning if it's a sakana and it's mamash pikuach nefesh, then for sure he could go back. Right, but heyach matirin lo iser tyra ze eino. In iser tyra, you can't be matir for chusha, like I mentioned about chusha the kain gadol. Why? The lo yatsa. Sorry, the lo yatsa mitchum dar right.
Yes.
The lo yatsa mitchum daraisa. The problem is, he feels that on Tchum D'oraisa, you're stuck. You don't even have Alpayim Amma, what?
No, Ze'eino is part of his teret. He's saying, no, it's not true. It's not longer than Yud Beis Mil, and right. He never went out of the Tchum D'oraisa.
Sorry, 100% correct. I'm sorry. Ze'eino, you're right. I'm sorry. I missed the comma there, and I missed the punctuation. Sorry. Ze'eino. Galo yotza. Mitchum d'oraisa. Really, this case of Yud Beis Mil, even though Yud Beis Mil, according to the Rambam, and even perhaps Rashi, if you cross the boundary of Yud Beis Mil, is a violation of Tchum d'oraisa. Nevertheless, in this case, we'll see, right, the Hayu Yud Beis Milin, the Yud Beis Milin, correct, mutter lelech min ha-toira, ella, right, oser lelech, correct, if he would do Yud Beis Mil for the sake of a mitzvah, right, then chutz le Yud Beis Mil. V'sham mavur, the lo hayu, Ella Yud Beis Milin.
V'efshe hayu pachus ma. So he's saying that no, there wasn't more. It was just right up to 12 milin. That there was no issa d'oraisa.
The ein kapeda. Latana lemisne bedafka. In other words, when Latana says it's Yud Beis Mil, he doesn't mean it's exact, correct? why it seems like he's stubborn and obstinate that he doesn't want to make this an issue in Rashi. He doesn't want to make Rashi that it's just an Alpayim Amma issue and Alpayim Amma is the Rabbana. He feels that Rashi for sure would hold Yud Beis Mil is Dorais. I'm not sure that's true. But anyway, the Minchas Chinuch feels even if Yud Beis Mil is Doraisa, here you're not actually violating it because you're going up to, but not beyond.
Now, isn't this Gemara in a way a shtickle raya that Yud Beis Mil is Doraisa? Because what's the point of the Gemara telling us that from Yushalayim Adat Tzog was exactly or a drop less than 12 milin? I mean, who cares? It looks like the Gemara is telling us, don't worry, there's no Tchum D'Oraisa Dika issue over here because it was no more than 12 milin. It was 12 milin all the way till the Tzog. Why else would the Gemara tell us that? If it's not a relevance to Tchum D'Oraisa, who cares how long it was exactly? It's almost like they found a cliff that wouldn't be more than 12 mil.
That's interesting. I don't know. So why are you saying they're telling the Yud Beis Mil to teach you what? That you could not go beyond that?
Right. The Gemara is preempting the issue of that don't be worried that he went Basar le Tchum D'Oraisa because it's okay. It's not a Tchum D'Oraisa. And for the purpose of the mitzvah, we don't worry about the Alpayim Amma.
Recall the Minchas Chinuch asked earlier, why in the world Rashi need to say in the term that why doesn't the Gemara learn Iti Afilu B'Shabbos to teach you Tchumim? So Rashi said, because Tchumim is only Derabbana. So who cares? Even if Tchumim is Doraisa Yud Beis Mil, you can make an Erev. So why would the Torah be mocked to tell you, do not make it beyond Yud Beis Milin? You can place an Erev beyond Yud Beis Milin, and you would have no problem. As a matter of fact, the Minchas Chinuch says Tzuk could be way beyond Yud Beis Milin, and maybe in Shiloh, it was much further than Yud Beis Mil. And you could have made an Erev if it was not beyond 24 mil or 6 precise. So the Minchas Chinuch does not agree with your assessment.
Yeah, I understand. By the way, when Rashi says that Iti Akilu B'Shabbos can't come to be telling me Tchumen, that doesn't show, because Tchumen is the Rabbanon, that doesn't show that Rashi holds that Yud Beis Mil is not the Raisa, that Gimel is not the Raisa. Rashi's just saying
I never said that.
Okay, fine.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So one second, I just want to get back. Let me find the place.
It's five lines from the bottom. The one that you're using is five lines from the bottom.
Really? I thought we'd gotten to the bottom, no?
You're using the small one, the Bishulei HaMincha one?
Yeah, let me get there a second. So the interesting question is, he's got a problem now. What's his problem? His problem is this is all great. The Inkapeda Latana, correct? Lisne Bedavka. Meaning, that doesn't mean he mamish went to Yud Beis Mil, but he went up to Yud Beis Mil. So Tchum D'Oraisa is not an issue in this discussion. Therefore, he's not limited to Dalet Amos. And he could go back what? He could go back Alpayim Amma. However, you've got a major problem. Why? Ach kosher. Because why? Ha, this shita that I told you of what? Hamavorsha. Remember I told you? There were two or three shitas exactly what the distance was. And this opinion, Yud Beis Mil, and he backtracks 2 mil, is only Reb Meir. But other Tanoim say it was only 10 mil the total distance, and he might have backtracked less. So Reb Meir is the author of this opinion.
Reb Meir holds it's a raisa, that Alpayim is a raisa.
That's correct. What he's going to say. It's the next line.
Yeah. Right, Mepur Sham, correct? The HaMishnah, right, Osya Ki Reb Meir. They bring a braisa that says the author of that opinion of 10 Sukkos and Yud Beis Mel is only Reb Meir. As I mentioned, Ayen Shum, correct, B'taisvus, Divra HaMaschil, right, Keman. B'taisvus discusses this and says, the Rebbe Meir, Vira Le, the Gam Tchum Alpayim, Have Da Oraisa. Im Kain, Kevan, Cave on the Yotza Chutz Litchum Doraisa. Ein Choyzer.
Ein Choyzer Shnei
Milan. Ah, right. But I don't understand. That's Reb Meir's sheet.
No, so he's asking, according to Reb Meir, how was he allowed to go back 2,000 amas?
He should be stuck to Alad Amos.
Because once he went past 2,000 Amos going there, once he got to the first sukkah or the second sukkah, he's already reached his limit.
Exactly. His answer that you didn't go to Beis Mil creates the problem that Tysus points out. He did go up Haim Amos according to Reb Meir, where he violated Tchum Daraisa. V'chutz mima sha'osar, correct? Or ha holoch ata karo nei milin veheya itiru lo iser. How could this iser? How could you have? You could be mater this iser.
No, it could be. You could say that the Torah was mater it, but the Torah was not him to go out. So it was like hutra, it's like a hutra. But, I mean, nobody seems to say that.
You're right. It's kutra up to that point. But once you've completed it, how in the world can you do the chazara? You have gzeras hakasav, correct, that you're limited to Dalet Amos. Great, right? There is a possible trouble you talked of. That if you hold that Al Yetzi Yishmim Komo in whatever fashion is Doraisa.
No, but the Ishiti would be an exception to this rule.
No way there.
There would be no sweet in his case.
So let me ask you a question. Does this have anything to do with the Abdenezer's Claire? Is the violation of a Shavu Ishtachtav just an over the assay, an assay, a new assay, or is it Megala on the original Isser Tchum? Now, if it is just an assay, meaning there's one Isser Tchum al Yetze, and once you violated that and you're in this precarious position, there's a new assay, don't go more than Dal, Shavu Ishtachtav. Does that help us here? Would you say that an assay of Shabbos has a greater latitude, Mishum Chulsha, or not?
Well, this is not B'Shev Al Taisa. This is the opposite of Sevel Tavseh. So Chazal don't have the, they can't be Mater, even in Asay. Can't be Mater in Asay.
Along these lines, but I don't, L'chaira, it's just a thought, but I don't think it's correct. Mishum Chazara. Let's continue. Mishum Dehu Ma'una, right? B'makom She'ein Sakana. If he has Mamish Sakana, surely he could go back. But here, the reason Rashi gives is he's Ma'una. He's uncomfortable, correct? And he has trepidation. U'l'charet Sarchiyah. Therefore, we're left with this question. Because at the end of the day, the possibility that's up to Yud Beis Mil and not any further is not satisfying, because it's a Kshitas Rab Meir is the author of Yud Beis Mil, and Alpayim Am is the Raisa. Shuv Heir Hashem Yisborach Es Eini. Right, Es Eini, that what? U'matzasi, and I found the Taisvus Yishonim, Shom. The Taisvus on the side of the Masechta there is Taisvus Yishonim. However, it's not on the Daf. There are certain Taisvus Yishonim that are longer or elongated that are collected at the end of the Masechta. The Mahadura Zvilna collects those Taisvus Yishonim that you could not fit on the Daf and goes ahead and puts them in the back of the Masechta. Who in the world is learning the Taisus Rishonim at the back of the Masechta? I'll tell you who. Hanidfasim, correct, B'sof HaMasechta, B'mahaduras Vilna, on Samtes Omer Aleph, Diver HaMaschil Ba. The Mishnah there says on Samtes Omer Aleph, after he finished his Dechia, Bolo, he can go back to the last 2 mil to the last sukkah. Kasvu Sham, the Tosfos Yeshonim seems to be sensitive to this, and says Vazel Shinai, Va'aymer Rebbe Afilo Laman Di Amar Tchumim Doraisa. See, he's not giving an inch to Tosfos Yeshonim. He's not saying, let us say this is only in violation of the Rabbanan. He's saying, no, I'm adamant. Even though it is what? An Issa D'Oraisa violated Beheter, right? Nevertheless, Kavan Shelo what? Shelo Ha'isa. Listen to this. Shom Kavua Mitchilas Hayim. Sounds like the Tzvi's Taina, a little unshy, no? Since this is not a new Makom Shvisa, you do not count the Isser Dalet Amos in all directions. In other words, Ein Achinami, if you would be Bekovea, a new Makom Shvisa, Dalet Amos would be in all directions. But since this is like a new reality and a new focal point that's created on Shabbos, it does not take the characteristics of a classical Makom Shvisa b'Shor before Shabbos, and therefore im chayzer, therefore backtracking im chayzer lo ein kan, correct, ein kan iser min haTorah.
What does that mean?
Iser doraisa, despite the pasuk v'shavu ish tachtav, to backtrack. Once you're outside of the Tchum.
Why not? I mean, his Makom Shvisa was in Yerushalayim before Shabbos. Mm-hmm. How can he not be outside the Tchum?
I will quote you. When we first learned this idea that you're outside the Tchum, you were puzzled and say, why should there be another Isser?
Right.
He'll go a certain distance. Once you've gone that distance, you're done. Finished. You were puzzled by the fact that you could pile on to that Isser.
Yeah, I was, but that I seem to be wrong. He clearly holds that you do. You would get Malkus every Dalet Amos.
L'chaira, not L'chaira, it means that Be'etzem, once I've gone beyond the Tchum, I cannot pile on or compound that Isser. The Isser's done. There's now a separate Isser Aseh of V'shavu Ishtachta. And that Isser V'shavu Ishtachta does not apply to Chazar. And it's all, and if it does, it's only Isser D'Rabbanan.
But this is only by Ishiti, it's not by everybody. Anybody else who walks out of the 12 mil is frozen in place. He gets Daladamas, right?
B, the question is, does he say that? Let's read it carefully, correct?
He's talking, when is he talking about it? He's talking about the Ishiti, right?
Yeah.
That's the case here. Let's just read it again. V'aymer Rebbe, afilu l'man b'yamar, Chubib Doraisa, correct? Even according to Amar. Kayvon, right? Kayvon, Shalom, right? Listen to this lesson. Shalom, Haisa, Shvi, Sa, So, Shom, Kav, right? Kavua, Mitchilas Hayon. Since this is not the classical Shvi, Sa, that exists going into the Shabbos, correct? Or Yom Kippur? Im Chayzer, right? Chayzer loy, Ein Kan, right? What?
Isser min haTorah.
Kan Isser min haTorah. Let's continue. And it's only an Isser d'Rabbanan to backtrack. V'Rabbanan lo gozer. And now he's saying, what is the reason for him to go back? It's because there's no general Gzeirah D'Rabbanan to backtrack. There's only an Issa D'Rabbanan to backtrack. And this Issa D'Rabbanan can be waived in a case of what? Gabe Hai Gav Bechi Hai Gav. In this case where he has Chulsha. Like we said, Chulsha D'Kain Gadol can override an Issa D'Rabbanan. Or Shfus, but not an Issur D'Oraisa. V'hine, so he feels this Tosfos Rishonim is an unbelievable Chiddush. V'hine, Amdu B'Kusha Zu. The Tosfos Rishonim seems to address this problem head on with a very innovative answer, correct?
I don't even understand the answer. So
I don't understand it either.
V'chidshu Davar Chadash, correct? The Isser Torah, who Dafka, the Isser D'Oraisa, he Dafka what? Lehisrachek mitchumo shahaya b'tchilas Shabbos. Aval bechoyzer afilo B'yayser, correct, but to go back even beyond the prescribed amount that you would be allowed,
Dalet,
correct?
Mm-hmm. If he was Yatza Beheter, it's if it's Yatza Beheter. He went out Beheter, right?
One second, let me finish, please.
Yes.
Name on Isser Torah, Mimakom Zeh, Kevon Delo what? Kevon Delo Hayisa Bistasai B'makom Zeh. Right? Mitchilas Hayon. Sounds to me like that Svi's Tain against Shai. Im Kang. Right? Zachino B'din Zeh. Correct? Am I right? The next was Im Kein Zachino?
Yeah.
Im Kein Zachino Bedin Zeh. Right. Deloike. Im Kein, right. La'acher Hayotze Chutz. So he's not saying this to speak clearly. The Menachas Chinuch is not limiting this real understanding is, the Talmud Yerushalmi is not limiting us to Ish Iti, because he's saying, I could take this idea and create a schos for every case of Yotze Min HaTchum,
that he would only be
no malk
no.
by going further and not by backtrack.
But it's like an outrageous conclusion to come here. That a person who leaves an a tchum is free to walk back anytime he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole Erevin is against that concept. Yeah. Unless you're going to say it's only.
In is haynu mitchilas hatchum shahaya shvi sasai, correct? Miba'ayjan.
Now, Tzvi, he says that there is an issue to go back, but not midoraisa. The issue to go back would only be the Rabbanon. But midoraisa, it's only going away from your Mokum Shvisa.
Yeah,
it's not
I'm
returning.
Sure if you look at Rabbi, you're going to see that he doesn't permit you to come back.
One Bahamahal, Afilu Kama Parsa'i, correct, Mitchilas Leil Shabbos. The guy goes ahead, is removed by Nachrim, many, many miles away. And now he is free. It doesn't matter how far he is, the Minchas Chinuch says. He can do a total backtrack, even if it's beyond three, even if it's beyond six. It could be an unlimited amount. Leil Shabbos. Right?
Yeah.
But however, Vamahalech, a field will come up our size, correct? Mitchilas Leil Shabbos, Bevadai Loika. Are we finished with the ice or not yet?
No.
What? Almost correct. I'll call Arba Amos. Kemo Shebiarnu. Correct? In other words, continuing to distance yourself, every Dalet Amos you get lashes. Every Dalet Amos you get lashes. However, backtracking it is only Issa de Rabbana. Haino, correct, Misrache. The Issa is only to what? Further your distance. Bechol Pam. Once you've left the radius of the sanctuary of Al Yetzeh, it's only if you further distance yourself. Aval im yotza derech mashal. However, by way of example, if you went afilo asol pasoy, that's quite a trip, correct? There. Afilo esol pasoy. The Acharei, right, and after that, Ba'acharei Zeh Chazer Afilo Yaiser Mishalosh Persois, which is normally Tchum Deraisa, Ein Kan, correct? Ein Kan Iser Torah. Fascinating. Kevon, since why? Kevon, the law Halach. Hashalosh Persois Mimakim.
Shvisasa B'chilasayim.
Correct, B'chilasayim. Ein Kan.
Beautiful. You can always go back. You just can't get further away, but you can always go back.
Ein Kan Iser Torah.
This is only the Tosfos Yerushalmi.
This is, no, nobody, I don't know if anybody knows this.
Avia Finan, correct? Mikra, but what about the problem that I was going to bring up? There's one pasuk that teaches you Dalet Amos in all directions, correct?
True, it's not
that. Teaches you Dalet Amos in all directions. So I have one marker for Dalet Amos in every direction. So what are you going to do with that pasuk? You're going to bifurcate it? To say the pasuk in one direction is the raisa, and the other direction it's a masmachta. So let's see. The Torah Vahadi Alfinan Mikra, Shavu ish tachtav, sheyeshlo arba amayt, correct? Sheyeshlo arba amayt. Tzarech loymar, that what? The hatayra, hitira, lehisrachek od, ad arba amayt, ad arba amayt. That pasuk is only referring to giving you another four in terms of distancing. Aval bechazara ain kan, but to go back, that limitation of a shovel each tachta does not apply. Ain kan iser tayra. Rak iser derabonah. Right, the gazru al hayotze. Right, to mavur kan, like we said, kan b'shas, that you can't go down, you can't go further back, right? Like it says in Mem Aleph, I'm in base, the whole mission there and the whole sugya there. Misha hotziu, you can't backtrack. Why? The backtracking of Dalet Amos is only midrabbanan. The Rambam Perichov Zion, Halachiyat Beis, the Shulchan Aruch Simen Samachay, right? Some Simen Tofhei, Sifhei, correct? The Hu Davar Chodesh. This idea that this Issa that's brought by the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch is bifurcated, that to go further is the Raisa. But backtrack and to cut the distance, what is there a bonan? Is a big chiddush, correct? Imken call hadinim. Therefore, all these dinim that are taught, correct, have to be reassessed. Imken call dinim hamavuarim.
We have lost human. What's have lost human?
Human, correct. Ayin Rambam, am I going too far or no?
No.
No.
What does Havlas Truman mean?
Havla means the closing and the swallowing of the Trum. Meaning this idea that if you're swallowed by a certain distance. In other words, I initially am swallowed by Gimel Parsois. Once I leave that, I now am swallowed by Dalet Amos. That's what Havla means. The Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Hei, correct? We said that.
Yeah.
No Hagin Gam Kain Afilu Chutz LeYud Beis Mil. See? See Hachazara? Meaning this dinder, if it's a dinder rabbanon, it would even apply to Yud Beis Mil, because there, even though the richuk is deraisa, the chazara is only what? Hu rak derabbanon. Right? Va'o kamadinim. V'chule. Next, we're up to next ice, correct?
Yeah.
Here's our share, ice zayin.
So how, in effect, he's answered, right? He had a kasha, according to our mayor, that Alpayim Amos Doraisa. How was he able to go back once he reached the tzuk to go back to the last sukkah? So he answers it fine, because it says you showed him, Chazora is not a problem, it's only the Rabbanon, and that they led him. But
I
had this problem. But he said, going in one direction, the Harchokas, you know, going away from your Shvisas Mokum, there, like we said before, once you are over, you're going to be over every additional four Amos, right? Like you said before. It's just that you can go back. So why in the world did the Chachamim find a cliff, Yud Beis Mil away, according to Rav Meir? They should have found something, you know, as close as possible, 1 mil away, because so you're violating the Raisa because of the mitzvah over and over again. You know, why they should have found a cliff, you know, much closer, that violate it as little as possible, because every time you go on Harchokas Amokim, on a derisical level, you're over every additional Dalai Lamas. So why did they find it so far away?
Approaches to your question. Approach number one would be that there's some particular characteristics that the Tzuk must have. And it just so happened they could not satisfy those characteristics except with a cliff that was Yud Beis Mil.
Okay.
That would be one approach, which, by the way, seems to be the Minchas Chinuch's idea, because he says perhaps in Shiloh it might have been much, much further, and you would have needed an Erev. That's the Minchas Chinuch's opinion. That there's not, Minchas Chinuch's opinion is, the Tzuk is not based on 12 mil. It could be less or it could be far further. The Minchas Chinuch said early, maybe in Shiloh it was much further away. And it just so happens to be, it was Yud Beis Mil. And it's not that Yud Beis Mil is an exact measurement to determine the Tzuk. That's number one. So there might be
Isn't the conclusion in the Gemara at the end that you are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for it? That it's is a heter to be Mechal Shabbos? In which case, that you don't have to worry about the air of all together, do you?
For Igmar says, Ish Iti.
Right.
You can do anything to do the Sarah Mishtalech, any Isser Shabbos.
Any, so
why the nerve?
Any Isser Shabbos that you need to, you don't do it needlessly. Right. If you have a tzok that's acceptable before, you don't say, yeah, I'll take this one 10 miles away. You don't do that. When you do the Kuach Nefesh, you minimize what you're
doing. That's the question of it's Hutra to Kuyu.
Approaches. Approach number one may be, once again, the tzok here is not because it's Yud Beis Mil, but maybe there's particular requirements to the tzok. I don't know. I'm going to have to look into that. Difficulty, the treacherous fall, I don't know. Now, according to, there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether after you throw the Sarah Mishtalech over the hill is an Aser Bahana. So if it's Aser Bahana, you might want to distance it as far as possible from Yerushalayim. But maybe there's something about the din of Tzuk, that requires it to be that far. And it's not capricious that they just made it Yud Beis Mil. The other possibility is like what Tzvi said, that by dinim dechia and hutra, we know that by avoidus kain gadol, or by tuma, if it's hutra, I don't need to find a kayin that is tahor. So if you're going to say that this heter of ish iti is not the chiyah, but it's hutra, you'd also say it's hutra. Why do I have to go out of the way to minimize it? So those are the two approaches I would think of offhand. Now, whether the tzuk has any particular requirements, I'm going to do some research on that, because I think it's a very interesting, novel, and obscure question.
All right.
You know, the tzuk was a very rough thing, because by the time the animal fell down, it was all broken apart.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. That's why you're afraid some innocent bystander might go ahead and use it, can't eat it. Correct, but maybe he would feed some part of the lamb, the goat, to his dog. And it would be Aser Bahana. That's Machlokes Rav or Shmuel.
So then I imagine that they're like rocks sticking out. It keeps getting cut up. As it falls, it keeps hitting these sharp rocks and then and being torn apart.
That would cause us, or we would tend to say based on that Tzvi, that the tzuk needs certain physical requirements, and it just might have been that walking out of Yerushalayim, the first hill that can satisfy those physical requirements happen to have been Yud Beis Mil.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, L'chaira, that has to be the case.
Yeah,
because, you know why? There's a Machlokes Tanoim. How far was it? Reb Meir said it was Yud Beis Mil. Other Tanoim said it was Yud Mil. I don't think they're arguing on the shear of the tzuk. They might just be arguing on the characteristics and where the hill happened to have been that satisfied the characteristics. I don't think the machlokas of whether it's yud or yud beis is the halacha in shiurim. But we will go ahead, I will go ahead, b'li neder, and look into this issue. It's a very interesting, obscure issue.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.